All right, folks, so we're going to get things started, kicking off Mike Tech Show's milestone, show number 500, and it is my honor to kick the show off and to introduce Mike Smith. But before he starts show number 500, I had something made up just for Mike here to celebrate and commemorate this day right here, and hopefully we'll have him behind. It'll be behind him in future Mike Tech Shows. You might see this. And just as Mike Tech show number 500, today's date in our location today. So congratulations to Mike and for all that dedication. Now how many podcasts have been around as dedicated, as regularly put out. Sellout of some of the others who have been doing it for as long as Mike has. And Mike has stayed true since day one to his format and his passion. And Mike, I just want to present this to you. This is from all of us.
Thank you for everything you've
done for the community.
Thank you very much.
I am both lucky, honored, and grateful to have this friendship that we have and to be a part of Tech Vets with you. And I enjoy Tech Vets, Mike Tech Show as much as, well, I enjoy Tech Vets, obviously.
Yes.
But Mike Tech Show, of course, is an excellent podcast. Of course, we're very lucky and fortunate to have all of such loyal listeners that are willing to take their time and join us today. And without further ado, let's kick off Mike Tech Show, show number 500.
It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 500. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit miketechshow.com. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. Please remember to visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me your questions and suggestions for future show comments. I'm nervous. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and two ways on Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeNationNet. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. This is so unusual because when I'm recording, it's just looking at a chat room and there's nobody in front of me. And now I got a room full of people, and now usually I'm not nervous. And right now with the microphone and everything, I'm actually really nervous. And I mean, for 499 shows, there wasn't a nervous ounce in my body. And now today now I'm nervous. But I want to thank Carrie for that generous intro and the plaque. Thank you so much, Carrie. I really, really appreciate that. A special, huge thank you for today's event. It wouldn't be possible, if not just for everybody, the listeners, but my sponsor, Instant House Call, which is an incredible service for remote control of your client's PC, maybe its work systems. If you need to remote in, solve a problem, fix it, there's only one piece of software, and that should be Instant House Call, which you can use unattended mode, where if you have regular clients that you need to do work on servers, on workstations, you can set that up to 200 clients, and I use it for every one of my retainer clients. I use Instant House Call every single day, and I want to just give a special thank you to Corey, who's the founder and owner of Instant House Call, who made it down from Canada today to attend the show and help sponsor it by providing lunch for everybody who was here. It was a fabulous lunch, and I want to thank Corey for partnering with my show, and I really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much. And with that, you can try Instant House Call free for 15 days by just going to the banner on my website at miketechshow.com. But there's also a new app that you can try. Instant House Call is now available as a Windows 8.1 app in the Metro interface. And you can try it free, play with it, but also Corey's looking for feedback. So make sure you email him with all your comments, what you like, what you hate, what you would like to see, how it can be better. If it's perfect and you love it, let him know. And he really needs that feedback because that's how we make the product better. And I know he would really appreciate that. With that, I want to start things off. A lot of you who've been listening to me for a long time, some of you are new listeners. This is for show 500. This has now been 9 years that I've been doing this. March 2005 is when I started recording. But why did I start a podcast? And I have to, there's so many people to thank and so many things. I want to do it in order. And before the show today, Carrie mentioned something, which is I was addicted to listening to Saturday afternoon tech shows on the internet. And there was one particular show that I listened to for years, and I participated in the chat, even though I was pretty quiet, and that's the Andy Graham Computer Beat. And he stopped broadcasting, you know, a long time ago. Actually, 2004, it was in the summer, he stopped. He was doing this for 11 years, and he owns a computer repair store in Leavenworth, Kansas. And he just has this little shop by himself, and he would talk about all the repairs for the week. And I was fascinated as he would talk about the laptop that he was working on, desktops. And he would share all that information every Saturday afternoon, and I was glued to my computer listening to that. And he stopped. He just all of a sudden said, after 11 years, that's it. This is my last show. And I felt a void. There was also another void. I don't know if anybody knows this, but there was someone who predates Leo Laporte, and his name was Bob O'Donnell. Bob O'Donnell was the first tech guy doing the shows on the radio before Leo Laporte. He stopped. There was CNET Radio. This was a 24-hour day on XM Radio, a tech channel. That stopped. There, all these things, they started going away, and I felt a void, and I was like, boy, there's something missing, and I want to do this. And I thought I can contribute. And then podcasting started, and I started listening to Adam Curry's The Daily Source Code. He was like sort of the podfather of podcasting. I was listening to that, and that was, it was more comedy than there was tech, but it was fun, and I loved listening to Adam. But there were two tech podcasts that I fell in love with, and one is still going. The other one, Pod Faded. The first one, Todd Cochran of Geek News Central. And if you haven't heard it, it's geeknewscentral.com, and he's approaching show 1,000. He does two a week. So he started this great news computer show of all the latest news, everything that's happening, and it was fabulous. I'm listening to that, and then there was another show that really became near and dear to my heart, and it's where I steal the term, and I use this almost weekly, and we use the term in Tech Vets, and that's From the Trenches, In the Trenches. There was a podcast literally called In the Trenches, and it was a system admin by the name of Kevin Devon, and I used to be glued every week when he would release a podcast because I'm like, this is what I'm doing in real life. I'm a network engineer, I'm a sysadmin, and I'm listening to the tales from the dark side of everything that's been happening, the good, the bad, the ugly, how to solve problems, things he's been working on, and I loved it. Now, as I'm listening to these things, my son Ryan is in the same room kind of, and he's, you know, doing his thing on computers, and he would hear me literally answer questions that were being asked or something that's happening, and I'm talking and no one can hear me, and I'm answering the questions, and he starts to bug me, and he says, "Hey, Dad, why aren't you doing this? Why don't you do a show?" And he gets me to start thinking about doing a show. And we go out, and we're looking for a microphone. And we go to an Apple store. I don't know why. We go to an Apple store and say, "Hey, let's get a microphone." And the guy says, "You know what? You don't want any of the microphones here. You what you want to do is go to a professional audio store like Sam Ash." And he says, "You know what you need? Get a Shure SM58 microphone." He says, "That's the standard." And he kind of tells us this off to the side. And so we literally go to Sam Ash, and I buy the microphone that I'm using right this very minute on show 500. This is the standard. And also, it got validated from a musician friend that I knew who played guitar and sang and said, "Mike, that is the standard microphone for vocal mics that you see all the time on stage." So I was like, okay. So I buy that mic, and I'm like, wow, okay. And I plug it into my computer, and I do a couple test shows, and only a few people have heard. And I'm going to make sure this week that I've actually uncovered my two test podcasts that I did prior to show one, and I am going to post them up and link them. So if you want to hear how far I've come from the two test podcast to show 500, you're gonna see this. Now, once I start recording, it's not enough. I need a mixer. I need to do more. I need to go forward because the audio is not good enough. And I buy this cheap mixer. My audio friend says, "I know you, Mike. If you want to do it right, you got to get a Mackie." And so then I buy this expensive Firewire Mackie mixer because I want it to be better. I want the sound to be better. I just want it to be perfect. So I start my first show, and if a lot of you remember, it was on blogger.com. Even though I bought the domain, miketechshow.com, and it was hosted by Brinkster, I think, somewhat, because I didn't know about any other hosting. And I put it up there, and I put my show up, and I'm like, well, who's going to listen to this? So I start going around and advertising in different podcast directories, and I start submitting my show. Now, this is March of 2005. After doing this, I post my first show. I get an email from this trucker. His name's Trucker Tom. And he, by the way, has done lots of podcasts and still has a current show he does from the road. And he says in the email, he says, "I stumbled upon your podcast, and I think it's great." And, you know, and he starts sharing his story with me. He's an ex-IT guy who couldn't handle it anymore and said, "You know what? I'm giving it all up, and I'm going to drive a truck." But he can't help himself, and he listens to tech podcasts. I thought that was kind of interesting. He just had enough, and he said, "You know, after hearing you, I now know why I left the IT industry, and all you do is verify this and confirm it." But his last line is what stuck. And this is, remember, my first email in my first week, and he puts in there, "I want you to know I'm out there, and I'm listening." And I'm like, man, I can't believe that there's people listening to me. And then I get a call from Todd Cochran from the Tech Podcast Network. They want me to join the Tech Podcast Network because it's this network of podcasts that they started out. And there was like 7 or 8 podcasts, which, by the way, almost all of them are pod faded except for Todd and I. We start, you know, he starts this network. I'm invited to join. Todd is, you know, pretty popular. He has a lot of listeners. I almost drove off the road while I was working. Because remember, I'm working full-time in the corporate world right now because it's 2005. And I hear one of my 30-second promos that I recorded to advertise my show. And I hear this on Geek News Central. And he's talking about my show. And I was like, wow, I can't believe this. And then all of a sudden, the email starts increasing. and it starts happening, and it's like, wow, I'm getting a lot of email, and I start doing this on a regular basis. And I can't believe that there's someone that wants to listen to me talk about tech. I get questions, so I start answering the emails on the air and start solving problems. Then I get the Skype line. Skype is now starting. So I get a Skype phone number. By the way, same phone number right now since day one. And I get people are actually recording questions, and I now find a way to play this and record it on the air. But now, when I'm doing this in my first year, I can record anytime I want. So that's the whole idea of a podcast. You know, you want to record, I can sit down on a Wednesday night. I feel like it on a Saturday morning, a Sunday night. Whenever I feel like recording, I record. Well, let's fast forward a little bit. I forget the date, but I get an email from a gentleman by the name of Brad, who is the co-founder of Ustream. And what he does is he's putting together this live service of shows, and he's just starting out. And this is, by the way, anybody who wants to know why I record live on Thursday nights, this is where it comes from. He asked me, he says, Mike, I listened to your show. Have you ever thought of recording it live so people can see you record it? And I said, you got to be kidding me. Who would want to watch me record an audio podcast, right? Who would want to watch me do this? I can't believe it. It's an audio show. He says, trust me. He says, you get out there, people will come. They will watch you. I was like, all right. Well, I write back, well, when do I do this thing? He says, well, you got to do it on a regular basis. He says, I have no content for Thursday nights at 7:30. So I said, all right, Thursday night, 7:30. And in the beginning, when I would start my show, I was on the front page of Ustream. Brad's just been incredible support with Ustream, and it's why I can't move to these other services. That's why I'm here. I'm here. That's it. For what they did for me and helping me launch my show and keep it going and the support, you can't walk away from that. Something else happened along the way here. I start getting calls for someone actually wants to advertise on my show. You got to be kidding me. I get contacted by Nitro Security. They're one of my first sponsors. In the beginning, if you take a look in the first year, you'll see there were shows where I had three sponsors. I had GoDaddy, then I had GoToMeeting, and then Nitro Security. And what happened along the way, notice if I'm disappointed, like I was with GoDaddy, and you've heard me beat them up, well, they're not going to be a sponsor because I got to like the product, I got to use it, I got to believe in it. And that's one of the things that even Corey had a few moments and spoke today, that it took a long time for me to accept Instant House Call. I had to beat it up. I had to see the product. And it's something that I believe in because there's a trust in all of you listening to my show, and you're so supportive and following me. I'm not going to disappoint that. I'm not going to lead you the wrong way. If I like something, if I buy it, if I use it, I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm not going to hold back. I went forward with this, and then it's interesting. I'm working in the corporate world, and Nitro Security was so good. They're not even around anymore, I don't think. It was so good for intrusion detection, I selected them as our provider for intrusion detection at corporate, and I never talked about this. I didn't want a conflict of interest, so I had to drop them as a sponsor because now in my, hey, what's paying the bills is my main job as I'm a network manager. Well, I didn't want to risk that, and I didn't want any conflict of interest with the podcast. Here's what really motivates me to do this every week, and it's unbelievable. It's the response live in the chat. And one of the things that I love is the pre-show, the post-show. And I got to tell you how the post-show developed, which is kind of funny. The pre-show is I get in before my time that I'm going to record, and I start interacting with everybody. So I kind of get a feel of what's going on. Everybody, I'm typing in the chat. Maybe there's some tech questions that someone has. And something else that I didn't realize, the dynamic. I get a difficult question that I'm reading while I'm recording, and I'll pause because the chat room comes up with great answers. Everybody that's in the chat comes up with solutions, and now I start discussing those solutions right within the podcast as we keep going. And then something interesting happened in the post show of a long night one night. I started to play some music, and I started to just play, and then everybody in the chat started putting in requests. And so now I start taking the requests and playing DJ. So anybody, if you haven't, the post show is really me kind of my, I guess there must be some inner DJ wanting to break out, and I just, you know, something I got to fulfill, and I play DJ. And so it's usually tech, alcoholic beverages, and music for the post show. And that seems to be a good combination. We intermix music with the chat, and it's great, and with the tech. And sometimes I don't even talk. I'll just keep playing the music because I'm wore out by the time it comes to a couple hours doing the show. There are so many people that I need to thank. And first, I could not do this if I did not have support for my family. Two of my sons and my wife are here. Is here right now, and they allow me to do this and to record, to be available on Thursday nights. I can't tell you how many times there might have been a family event or something happened. It's like, oh, Dad's got, you know, his show Thursday night, so we move it to another night. You know, we might celebrate a birthday another night because I got my show, and there's no way that I could do my show without that support. And that's why I haven't pod faded, because I have the support. Your feedback and your emails that I receive just keep me going. And they keep me going and inspired to do this. The live show is incredible with that interaction. I use Thursday night sometimes. It's my therapy. I can't tell you how many bad days I had at work when I was in the corporate world, and just terrible day, and then I would get on the air on Thursday night and something would happen, and it was like magical, and it just kind of fed me and helped me go through all this. Also, I've got to talk about something as we keep going. Now we're into like 2007, 2008, and the fall of 2008, because this is something that over 9 years, you can't help but there being ups, being downs, just things, you know, life happens, you know, and I would share that with everybody as you would share things, and you can't help it. And that's where I make it personal. And I tell people, it's almost like an online diary. My grandchildren can go back and hear me for 9 years of audio every week. And you can't help by talking about stuff. So I want to talk about, because this was a defining moment and something that changed in my life. In 2008 of the fall, I was laid off from my employer. And there was a Saturday that I decided that I'm going to get on the air and I'm going to talk about it. And for the first time in my life, I actually mentioned my employer's name. I was the network manager for 12 years and I loved my job. And when I was laid off, I wanted to let everybody know how I felt, because they treated me so well. It was such a great, they put a great severance package in front of me. It was nice. And I wanted to share that with everybody. Hey, I'm being laid off. And they took care of me. And I shared that on a Saturday. On that Monday, what a lot of you don't know is the cease and desist that I got, and I had to pull that show down. That was 209. I'm going to put that back up. And one of the things that they did, because we're beyond the time frame now that we were agreed upon, and what they did, they actually threatened my severance for a couple months, and I had to do battle with them. And there were 2 months of my life that I had to suffer that you guys have no idea. But here's what kept me going. You're not going to believe the donations that came in from all the listeners, from really the Mike Tech Show family. I got an incredible amount of donations that, let me tell you, I lived on that. That paid bills. And then something else. There was a friend that reached out, and Winston Wolf, who in the chat, and I've talked about, and you've met him on a couple shows that we have done, He calls me the day after I'm laid off and says, Mike, I can't offer you a lot, but I can offer you a job that if you do this every morning, it's something mundane that I don't want to do, and I'll pay you to do this for one of his clients. By the way, it's 5 years later, and I'm still doing it every day. And I thank him, because let me tell you something, that helped pay bills, and that was important. Now, I finally got through that period, and it was tough for a couple months. You start getting depressed, and now I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I? Am I going back to the corporate world, or am I going to go forward and try to make this work where I have my own PC, my own consulting business? Can I do this? And it was very difficult for the first year. I tried that route that we talk about, and you hear Carrie and I talk about this on Tech Vets, to try to make a living on break fix. You can't do it. At least I didn't think I could do it, which is just repairs. That means now you just got to wait for people to come to you with problems versus going back and, you know, having regular stream of income. So I had to find that regular stream, and I found it with having retainer contracts. And let me tell you, Carrie was a huge influence, because that's how he ran his business. And it was that influence that helped me get the confidence to say, you know what? I can ask for regular monthly payments for doing your IT support. And I started building out my business. Then I started getting bigger contracts, even short engagements that were for like 6 months to a year. The Franklin Institute, I've done major consulting work for them where I totally redesigned their infrastructure. There have been a lot of big clients in this area that I've been able to help, and it got me through everything. And along the way, I get to share the stories. Only a lot of times I don't give the client name, because, you know, to protect them and to protect for security reasons. I'll talk about the problems, but I won't specifically talk about the client, or I'll talk about the issues. And this is where that in the trenches comes from. And I use that and how I blend my consulting business to the show and share that. And literally the ups and downs that I try to always be positive, because I think it's terrible if you tune into something and if the guy's depressed and going through, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, you know what? I got enough depression in my life. I don't need more. You know, I'm going to turn it off. So that's why I try to, like, you know, I try to keep it upbeat as much as possible and kind of hide maybe some of the things, like when I was going through that. But I had to share it, because there was a lot of close friends that have come out of the listeners. And it's the relationships that have just shocked me that I would have never envisioned. And it was some of those great things. And I'm going to point out someone else. Really, I would say, I would call my first super fan, and that's Barbara of Citizen X. And she has done, and she deserves a round of applause for, you know what? Not only was she my first moderator to keep the chat room from a lot of the kiddies that would come in and cause trouble, and she would wave the sword and knock them out. And that was great, because that kept me focused on recording. You kind of have to do that and kind of keep control of the chat room so it doesn't go crazy. And then when I'm able to do that, she also, in Winston putting up the hosting, she is the one who is solely responsible for the wiki, and that's mtswiki.com. She maintains that and keeps it up and all of the links, and I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all of the hard work that you've put in. And we've done two meetups, and it's not easy for her to get here, and she's made both of them coming from Georgia. So that's just amazing, and I really appreciate it. And it's that dedication that I see from my listeners, which is just amazing how you've come through, and you come through for each other. Great example. I love this little story. Kate, who's a regular contributor, you've heard me read her emails and play her voicemail. She's a consultant in Canada, and she wrote me, she was venting, actually I think it was a voicemail, and she was venting that she's tired of working on computers and there's no... why is there no utility to clean up the junk? I can't take it. It's the stuff that Malwarebytes doesn't remove. It's the stuff that I can't get rid of. And I'm so tired of these toolbars. And she just vented for a few minutes. And I'm like, I'm with you. Because we've explored all the utilities. And then I get a flood of email on utilities that I have never heard of. And a lot of you wrote in and said, you've never heard of Junkware Removal Tool and Adware Cleaner and Toolbar Remover? And I'm like, no. And I start playing with them, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is really good. And I've added this to my repertoire now of when I start cleaning a system, and it is so amazing. And then it's not the 10 emails that I got about that utility. No. It's the 100 emails that I get saying thank you. Thank you for doing that. And it made me think of something that I wanted to say that I have to mention, that I'm going to go way back to an early show, a couple early shows, because I talked about it a couple times. And this was one of the shows that I probably have gotten the most downloads and the most feedback from. And it's how to prepare for the job interview. And it was not very tech. But it was something that was frustrating me, because I was interviewing people for a network position at my job. And I was so appalled at how many people came in for that interview and they were unprepared. And and I almost wanted to say, what are you doing? How can you dress like that? How can you look like that? You really just said that to me? And you expect me to hire you? I was polite. I was nice. And I escorted them out after 10, 15 minutes. What would happen, I would never hire them. I decided to put together steps to say how to prepare for the job interview. I can't even count the amount of emails and feedback that I have gotten through the years of people thanking me for maybe getting that job because they prepared for the job interview and they listened to those steps. I was very emphatic about what to do, what not to do, how to prepare questions, I'll link it in the show notes for this show, that show. If you know anyone preparing for the job interview, I think that's where you begin. It's the motivational podcast, kick in the butt, that you need to help you use some of it, all of it, put it together with everything else, and it's going to help you get the position, or at least get the offer, and then you can decide. But you have to get in the door, and then I did a show where I added how to prepare the resume, and then do that with the preparing for the job interview. And now it was like sort of like a bundle of, this is going to help you get a position. And I know people that have written me that said, you know, they heard that, okay, that was nice, but they weren't in the need for a job. And then 4 years later said, Mike, you know, I remembered that podcast. I went back, I downloaded, I listened to, and when I get that incredible feedback like that, that's what motivates me to continue doing this and to keep going and to keep doing what I'm doing. And I love it. I'm so grateful and so honored that I have been able to be part of this. And I didn't realize this when I started out. It was just a little hobby. And it turned into a passion that I love doing. And I want to continue. I hope to continue and produce another 500 shows, and we can celebrate maybe show 1,000 someday. And that would be tremendous. I'm so honored and so happy. And I know this is a little different show, and I wanted it to be this way. I wanted to kind of, some of you have heard some of these things, but maybe some of you haven't, and how this all came about, and how I evolved along the way in doing this. The show has stayed relatively the same since show one. The only thing probably now is the missing music at the end of the show. I don't do it as often. In the early days of podcasting, I used to like the little love that was given to independent artists as they were trying to make it. And podcasters doing that at the end of the show would go to a site that's no longer in existence called GarageBand.com. And I would go there, and what I would do is I would look for local bands in the Philadelphia area that just needed maybe a little push, a little few more, you know, links or some downloads, and to help them along. And to do that, that's what I was trying to give back. So that's where that came from. And then now it's harder and harder to get that independent music and to really develop some, to find, you know, those artists. A lot of times I would get emails and I would share that with everybody and I would, you know, play that music. Sometimes it's not independent music because I just feel like I got to play that. And I'll do that because maybe it's that alternate version from a group that you would never dream of hearing, or it's that I always like someone covering someone's song, and it's almost like Coverville podcast, you know, where I like that. I like artists that cover other artists' songs, and I will play that on occasion. I don't have like today, I don't have any music lined up, but I just love doing that when I get the chance, and I try to share that. And some of you like it, some of you don't, and that's fine, because that's why I would put it at the end of the show. Yeah, that's when you can stop the podcast. I hope to take this, I want to take it to the next level, which, you know, I've been very negligent on the video portion of the show, because that requires a lot of work, a lot of equipment, and you know how I care about the audio so much and spend so much time in making sure the audio is great. I haven't embraced video. Certainly not like Carrie, who's embraced it, who puts up, you know, tremendous videos on YouTube. I don't. I just, sometimes when I don't forget, you have the Ustream recording, and it is what it is from my web camera, and I put it up. That's something that I would like to start working on, which is doing a better job of the video and maybe recording that separately at the same time and then posting that up. And that's something that I want to work on. I'd love to do more screencasts, you know, which is actually showing you how to do something, not just talking about it. And that's where sometimes you'll see I use Webcam Max and I'll show my screen sometimes when I'm talking about stuff. And then you only get to see it if you see the recording that I've saved from Ustream, or if you happen to be live watching the show in the chat room. So I do my best to try to keep it, to give you the video, but I know I'm not doing a very good job at that, and that's something that, if I have a wish, that's something I'd like to work on and do a better job. Your feedback has just been so tremendous, and I'll tell you what, if any of you remember when I tried to change my intro, I got crushed. And by the way, I got crushed. How dare I? What am I thinking? What are you doing? It's great. So I hear it and I like it. And when I make a mistake, I'm not afraid of, you've heard me, if I blew it or I'm listening to that and I'm like, oh no, why did I say that? And maybe, and I think this happens too, you're watching live. And if you watch it live, it's very different sometimes than what you hear the ending recorded podcast. Sometimes there's whole segments cut out because I'm listening, and when I edit my show, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. No. And I cut out the whole thing. And then, so I'm very critical when I look back. And that's why it takes me so long to edit, that I'll look and I'll edit. And some of you have watched in the post show when I had to edit a show, and you've stayed with me, watching me edit a show is very painful. And you've let me know that, because I start getting the word whispers because and I'm editing that out, and I'm trying, because I want the audio to be perfect. I scrub it until it's ready and then get it out there. And I hear that, and that's something that I get your feedback. And when I mess with it, where things were going bad with the computer and there was some bad recordings. And let me tell you, I felt bad putting that audio out there because it wasn't up to my standard. And my standard is pretty high. And if there was any person you could ever ask, it's Carrie. Because when we're recording Tech Vets, I beat him up sometimes before we start recording because I want the audio perfect. It's got to be perfect. And I got to hear it that way, because if it's not worth doing unless you do it right. With all that, I'm out of air. I'm out of steam here. And we're going to be recording a Tech Vets in a few minutes. I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for your support. And I would be remiss if I didn't do my following, because let me tell you something that makes a big difference. And that is using my Amazon link. You guys really come through, everybody. And that's amazon.micnation.net. Your price is the same, but I get a commission, and that supports the show, and that is phenomenal. And you could not imagine of how much. That's why there's a generator, and that's why I did a show when there was no electric in the middle of the ice storms, and I did a show on generator. That's where that goes back. When you contribute, it's going to just make the audio better, the video better, and it helps support the show, and I thank you so much. This wouldn't be possible, and he walked out of the room right now, without Instant House Call, who supports me, and they are just a great, great sponsor. If you haven't checked it out, you got to do it. You just click on the link on my website and check it out. Give it a chance. Kick the tires. You get it. You get to look at it for free for 15 days, and it will make a difference in how you support your customers, your clients, your business. That's it. I want to thank everybody for coming out today and live, for being in the chat, and for listening and supporting the show for 500 shows. I just can't believe it. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you so much. And I'll see you same time, same channel next week. Bye-bye.